It was clear that I would be married to Commander Judd, whether I liked it or not, whether I hated it or not. But I kept my aversion to myself and pretended to be deciding. As I say, I had learned how to act. "Think what your position will be," Paula would say. "You couldn't ask for better." Commander Judd was not young and would not live forever. As far, though, as she was from wishing it, I would most likely survive much longer than he would, she said. And after he died, I would be a widow, with more leeway to choose my next husband. Think what a benefit that would be. Naturally, any male relatives, including those by marriage, would play a role in my choice of second husband. Then Paula would run down the qualifications of the other two candidates, disparaging their appearances, their characters, and their positions in life. She needn't have bothered. I detested both of them. Meanwhile, I was pondering other actions I might take. There were the French-style, flower-arranging secateurs, like the ones Becca had used. Paula had some of those, but they were in the garden shed, which was locked. I'd heard of a girl who'd hanged herself with her bathrobe sash to avoid a marriage. Vera had told the story the year before, while the other two Marthas made sad faces and shook their heads.